The AARP event is currently in music hold and will start momentarily. Please note this call may be monitored, recorded, or rebroadcast. If you would like to ask a question during today's event, press star 3 on your telephone keypad at any time. Welcome to the AARP event. Thanks for joining us. We will begin shortly. If you would like to ask a question during today's event, press star 3 on your telephone keypad at any time.
I'm Gaylene Miller, the State Director with AARP in West Virginia. Thank you for joining us today and participating in this teletown hall with our West Virginia State Treasurer, Mr. Larry Pack. We'll be talking live on this call today with Treasurer Pack about how you can protect yourself from investment frauds and scams and how to be an even more savvy consumer. We want to hear from you later. In the call, we'll take questions from our audience, so if you have questions, just press star 3 on your telephone keypad, and you'll be connected to an AARP staff member who will note your name and question and place you in the queue. That's star 3 on your telephone keypad to be connected to an AARP staff member who's going to take your name and your question and then place you in the queue. So let's get started. I'm happy to welcome our West Virginia State Treasurer, Larry Pack, to the call. Larry was elected to be West Virginia's 26th State Treasurer in November of 2024. He is a proud, lifelong West Virginian, born and raised in Eastern Kanawha County. He graduated from East Bank High School and earned his BS degree in accounting from the West Virginia Institute of Technology. After graduation, Treasurer Pack practiced as a CPA for 12 years before he co-founded the accounting firm Pack, Hawley, Lambert, and Burdett, which later merged with Suttle and Stalnaker. He was the founder and CEO of Stonerise Healthcare, LLC, which served West Virginia and southeastern Ohio through skilled nursing centers, home health, hospice, and therapy services from 2009 to 2022. In 2020, Treasurer Pack was elected to the House of Delegates representing Kanawha County. He later served as the State Revenue Secretary and a senior advisor to Governor Jim Justice.